You ready? Here we go. Nick.
Now, yesterday we were talking about a great app that you can get. It's a relaxation app called Laughscape. And it's sort of a...
Well, it's a comedic one.
Comedic take on it, isn't it? Because usually you get a lot of celebrities doing, like Matthew McConaughey, doing very...
He's so
serious.
You know what I've heard about him? He's one of those blokes that'll drop and do push-ups anywhere.
Which makes me hate him so much.
You can't just do push-ups in front of strangers.
Now, Nick Cody, you've done this. It's developed by great comedian Max Price.
Yes.
Now, Max has gotten some brilliant comedians like yourself. And what he does, I believe, is he gets you into a sound booth.
Yep.
And just gives you... a little bit of inspiration, and then says just talk.
You've got 25 minutes on a topic of your choosing to just talk through a story on a thing you'd love to talk about, but you take it slowly, you take your time, because these stories are to relax people, put them to sleep, but while they get to have a laugh.
I love it. Can we hear a bit of you, Nick?
I'd probably go to Thailand because I'm a bogan. I love it. I don't know why I enjoy Thailand. I've only been there 3 times. In each of those 3 times, I've copped really brutal food poisoning and been sunburnt beyond recognition. But beers are a dollar. So there I go again.
Very good, Nick. Very good. Very funny.
Very relaxing.
Then we were very surprised to find our executive producer, Leon Shugren, had done one.
Yeah, Leon got in the mix.
Now, I don't know why Leon was in there. He is funny, but this is creepy.
As you walk through the sludge under your feet.
Sludge.
You hear an acoustic guitarist playing cover of Wonderwall. The fifth time you've heard that song today. You still stop and you watch. The lyrics seem to really touch you this time.
Oh, this is creepy. Sounds like he's going to the toilet.
I'll make sure you lock the doors before you go to sleep. It's always good. Just double check the windows and stuff. But there's like Ryan Shelton on there.
Oh, yeah,
Ryan Ryan's Shelton.
Man,
he bores you to sleep listing his favourite furniture first to last. Like there's very silly. Dave Thornton, things that annoy Dave Thornton.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Ben Russell, bored to sleep by soup. He just talks you through different soups.
Well, good man, BR.
There was a suggestion that because the idea is you don't get scripts, you just have to let your brain just talk.
Yes.
So a bit like radio.
Leon suggested that – he suggested Fev and I have a go. I'm just thinking we're time poor. I reckon we just go straight to you, Fev.
Hey, hang on.
Hold on. I just give Fev a topic.
Bus up, mate.
So we're skipping over you, Fee.
We do you now, and if you want to do me Monday between 6 and 6:15 because it could be –
well, let's have a crack. Okay, I'll quickly go first. So
what would you speak about?
Well, don't just you give me a topic.
You've got a day off all by yourself. Don't have to look after kids, nothing to do.
Okay.
What do you do in that day?
Okay. I'm driving home from work.
You still got to work. It's a day off. You've wrecked it already. Oh, God. I'm off to see the accountant. Make sure my BASS is paid on top. What are you doing, Fee?
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Better go to the dentist, get that root canal.
I'll take her all day to go check all the houses that she's got.
I'll try again. I open my eyes. Do I start at the start of the day?
Do I start at the day?
Mate, you're sitting at home, you're on the couch, there's no kids.
Okay,
what are you going to do?
Okay, I'm on the couch and I reach out along the nice velour grey fabric and I find my phone. I pick up my phone.
It's not a porno.
Oh.
And I'm getting to it. And I scroll and find Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
I flick to the menu and scroll through Thai, Italian, Mexican. And I get to desserts. Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Krispy Kremes. What will today have in store? There we go. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
My favourite bit of that whole experiment, for everyone listening at home or in the cars or on the listen app. Yes. Your daughter Trixie's in here. She was looking at you. What is my mum doing?
I
just heard Ben and Jerry's.
She goes, Ben and Jerry's.
We're on
air. Oh, sick.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Heated debate running in the studio from a conversation we had yesterday. What's more likely to exist, a unicorn or a vampire? Now, in our studio, we have Brendan Favola, who legitimately believes that unicorns were a thing thousands of years ago.
Yeah. So tens of thousands of years
You don't necessarily believe in the mythical creature, the unicorn. No. You believe in the real creature.
They are beautiful, unicorns that get around now with our daughters that they play with.
Oh, aww. Trixie's obsessed with unicorns. Yeah. So, of course, they're real. Now, Josiah, you really strongly believe that vampires are real.
For sure, and they still are. That's the difference. Unicorns were, vampires still are.
So you believe that unicorns were now?
Oh.
I'll jump, were like thousands and thousands, but vampires still are.
So you believe that
you believe in both. Somehow the worst one in this whole set.
Don't laugh at him.
Yeah. How do you not?
Don't laugh at him.
He's a grown man that believes in vampires and unicorns.
Yeah, but unicorns, they were real.
Bev and I are on the same team now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, oos.
Sorry.
What a squad.
I find this so humorous. Jordan from Footscray. Hi, Jordan.
Jordo.
Hey.
Jordan, now where do you stand on this? I'm asking the question, what's more likely to be real, but maybe I'll reword that. What do you believe in, unicorns or vampires?
Or both or none.
Don't laugh at them.
Four ways to go.
I honestly think that, if anything, a unicorn will be way more likely than a vampire, because we've already got narwhals who've got a horn growing through their head, and we've got rhinoceroses that have an extension of their skull as the horn. So if you think about it, it's more likely that a horse would evolve with a horn than a person would evolve to get their nutrients from blood. Yes, we've got bats that
exactly, go Jordan.
Jordan, firstly, what a great debater. Yeah. You should be in a debating team, because you would win. That is a great argument.
I said similar.
Yes.
I didn't know that. The rhino's horns are an extension of their skull.
Yeah, they're an extension of the skull. Didn't
so it's just skull with no skin on it.
Yeah, that's why the people in a different country always try to poach them. They shave them off.
Jordan, and they sell them. Thank you for that. You really, you know, what I like about it, people might think this is a juvenile conversation, but you brought an element of professionalism and class to that. Thank you, Jordan.
There's a little whack for us there.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of pressure on Ryan. Preschool.
There's a little whack from Boxy.
I wasn't. Backhander. I'm sorry. Ryan in Cranbourne. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Ryan.
So my belief would be vampires, as, like, you know, we've had all these videos, we've had all these unknown deaths, like, you know, with all these animals with only two puncture wounds and stuff, and not being able to find out what the true death behind it was. And, the conspiracy is just to the max. So, yeah, believe in vampires strongly.
Right. Ryan, that is...
Good argument.
That's a great argument too. I feel like there are some documentaries getting around with those.
Documentaries? Yeah. Is that the term?
Vice has one on, I'm pretty sure it's Vice on vampires. They're in like Poland and Russia and that. They're like a full community of them.
Mate, you're not well.
Josiah.
You're not well.
Ryan, that is excellent. Thank you for that feedback. You are very much like Josiah on this one. I didn't know you were a secret vampire person, Josiah.
I've just watched a documentary and I'm just relaying the facts I saw.
How many documentaries have you watched on vampires?
A couple.
Wow. I'm impressed by the research being done here. Rita from Airport West. Hi, Rita.
I can't click on her call, sorry, at the moment.
Do you role play being a vampire?
Me? I've never sucked any blood but my own.
Really?
What? You sucking
your own blood?
You cut yourself? Have you never done that? If you cut yourself, you suck on it?
What? What's wrong with you?
Getting the nutrients?
Wow.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, we know 40 to 50-year-olds are now eligible for a vaccine, for the COVID vaccine here in Melbourne, and you can get around that if you want to book online. You go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Fev and I, we booked in.
I just scraped in by a couple of months, which was good.
Yeah, you're 40 and a half, actually.
There's no halves in when you're age. I just scrape in.
Okay, you've just scraped in. But we booked in, and we went to Jeff's shed yesterday. Should we just before we play out the audio of what that experience was like with Fev, let's play one of Leon's jingles.
I'm time for your vaccination. Thank you for being patient. We're all keen to go get it. What's with all of this persuasion? I swear this isn't a trick. Go get yourself a prick. It's a freaking vaccine, baby. Let's all give COVID the kick. Jab, 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 jab.
Great jingle.
It was a good little excursion for us. Nick, as usual, when Fev and I go somewhere together, the parking's an issue because we couldn't figure out which door to go to. Yeah. There's lots of doors there at Jeff's shed. We eventually got
literally
in there.
Could have walked down there. It's about 5 minutes.
We could have
from the
walked,
studio.
But no. Walk, we walk, took two cars. It's an incredible process down there. It's so impressive.
They were amazing,
I can't believe what a slick organisation that is down there. And a big shout out to Anne and Chris, the two nurses who helped us. They were fantastic.
Chris was great.
Chris, yeah. Right, Chris did the jam.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Shall we have a listen? I just want to point this out. So, obviously, social distancing is a big thing there, and you are sitting on chairs at least 1.5 metres away from everybody else. And we were put through a little procedure beforehand that Fev equated to being in prison.
You know when, Fee, when you go to, like, when you get locked up and you sit on that chair waiting to get frisked and they give you details, this is what I feel like.
I've just never been locked up, so I don't know that feeling.
You haven't had a COVID-19 vaccine before?
No, I haven't, no.
First one. So you get the Pfizer today and you'll get the Pfizer second dose in 3 weeks' time.
Do I just play on today? Do I have to lie down or what do I do after this?
You'll feel fine.
Okay, excellent. But I shouldn't do any exercise?
Do you really? If you feel like doing exercise, you can.
Okay. I'm trying to get out of exercise, Chris. Okay. And are you gentle with the needle, Chris?
I don't feel a thing.
Okay, good. Is it a stingy one or is it... No, no. Do we lie down? No. It's just a sit down.
We have a first class lounge.
Oh, that's okay. Do you want the bra down? Leon just asked me to take off my bra. Oh, dear. Okay. Not looking. Yeah, I'm so fine. That's a bit ouchy. I mean, no, it was, ooh, what was that? Is it still in there? Oh, for goodness sake, that was great. Well done, Chris. Yeah, good. I felt like Spider-Man for a second. I went, shoo.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Have you had any allergic reactions or an anaphylactic reaction to anything, whether it be a vaccine, a drug, food?
No.
I'm assuming you're not pregnant.
I look it. Is that why you asked? Oh, I've been fat-shamed by the COVID lady.
It's actually yes. One of the questions. So this vaccine is no different to any other. You can have a sore arm, headache, feel a little bit achy. Tends to be worse after the second dose of Pfizer rather than the first.
So I'll be able to take day off?
Yeah, that's what she said too.
Did she really? We think the same.
Left or right arm?
Are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Do the left arm if they're right-handed. Is this for your game?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what cod. I'll probably go... Yeah, go left, because I use my right joystick a bit. Yeah, go...
This is a tough question, isn't it?
No, it is, because I literally play cod all day, so I'm like, if this is going to hurt my arm, I don't want to be... Yeah, we'll go left. You were right, yeah.
Okay.
This is a big moment. This is a moment where... Oh, God. This is a moment that I am now vaccinated. Oh, is that it? Have you done it? It's very good. Thank you.
Lots to cover there.
I'm not kidding, Nick. So I could see Fev through the curtain because I was sitting outside. You've got to sit down for 10 minutes afterwards just to... Fev through the curtain and I could just see him as if he had an imaginary joystick in his hand trying to figure out which arm would be less affected by playing COD.
I'm starting to know why the rollout's taken so long, because you two won't shut up. Just take the needle and go. If there are any issues, though, if there's any effects, don't worry. Josiah and I, we've got it covered.
Josiah and Nick.
That won't stick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
If he's eating lots of bread, and he's keeping himself fed, he says he's on a shred, but the shred is off.
Over the weekend, massive blowout in my house, and it was all me. My wife and son eating very healthily, as they always do, and I blew out. I had Luxa King 3 times. Luxor King there in Flemington. It's awesome. I ate Baker's Delight, coffee scrolls.
Do you say, Luke, I'm ordering Luxor King. Do you want something? Do you offer? And what does she say?
Pregnant.
No.
And I said, Luke, I'll get you anything. Yeah. And she says, I don't want it this early in the day.
What else did you eat, bro?
Well, coffee scrolls.
Four slices of toast.
Yeah, four slices of Raisin Toast, chocolate, lollies, Luxor King a few times, just whatever's in there.
Yeah.
Whatever is in the cupboard.
Did you attack Luch's dark chocolate lint rabbit?
No, there's a dark chocolate lint rabbit that she said if I touch it, there's a divorce.
Dare you to eat it.
And I'm honestly considering, I know she's 35 weeks pregnant.
Eat it. Yeah, see what happens.
I don't want to upset that lovely pregnant wife of mine. She sent a text through.
I thought, is the baby
come early? She said, no. Can you please ask Leon if I can have that jingle to play to you repeatedly around the house? So, the shred is off.
Shred is off. You're not alone, though, Nick. And, look, I think various reasons. It's winter. It was a lockdown weekend. I think a few people might have lost the shred vibe. Wayne from Crib Point. Hey, Wayne.
How are you guys?
Good, Wayne.
How was your weekend food-wise? How far did the shred go off?
Well, I've got a bit of an addiction, but I've eaten 16 Magnums.
Wow, are they the little ones or the big ones?
Well, out of interest, do you mix it up and have different flavours, Wayne, or is it all one?
It's just the chocolate and the white. That's it. I bought four boxes.
Are they the minis at least? The mini
ones?
No,
the big ones, you said.
No, the large ones. No,
wow, that's a good effort.
What time of day was this, Wayne?
Oh, it was probably started about, 1 o'clock. I finished the whole lot by about 5.
That's one every hour. What's one every 15 minutes boxing for 4 hours? That's a challenge.
What I like, though, Wayne, finished by 5 p.m., just in time for dinner. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let that settle.
T-bone steak, and I had a hell of a lot of food that night, I'll tell you.
T-bone steak.
You had an ice cream after it.
None left.
Surely you had a Magnum after your steak.
No, I had it while I had stuck.
Wayne.
Connoisseur.
Red is off there in Crib Point. Richard in Taylor's Lakes. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, Richard. Did the shred make it through the weekend?
Yeah. Look, I went off track, you could say. My son's birthday party was cancelled, but we had to honour the 24 Krispy Kreme donut order, an assortment of those. So, I think my wife didn't have any. The kids had two each, and there was two left. So I'm not sure of the maths.
Wow. Good math by me.
The thing about Krispy Kremes, though, Richard, you can inhale those.
Sickening,
just disappear in your mouth.
Yeah. Look, I thought I was just going to have a bite and try each flavour, but, yeah, you sort of it just somehow get
in a vortex.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
Mate, I get it. My wife, Lucia, she's the opposite of this. She's someone that could have like a block of chocolate over a month. Yeah, Lucia, it's not an advent calendar. Get stuck.
Yeah. And Richard made you feel better, though, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley from Hastings. Hey, Ashley.
How you guys going?
Good, Ashley. Can you talk us through your food over the weekend, your intake?
So I did 24 Krispy Kreme donuts, 12 original glazed, and 12 of the mixed.
Good effort.
It's good to mix it up. Variety.
I was a sucker for a deal.
Covered the whole food pyramid there.
Oh, yeah. And then I also finished off two burritos and six tacos from Gomez Boy.
Whoa.
Gomez.
Yeah.
Was this all on the one day or did you pace that over the Saturday and Sunday?
The Mexican was all in one day,
but
the donuts was about 12 hours.
Oh, gee, okay.
Two burritos is a good effort. Two burritos are big.
They're filling, I know.
Yes, they are.
Very impressive, Ashley. And finally, Tom in Moorabbin. Hey, Tom.
How you going, guys?
Good, Tom.
Shred?
You're shredding?
No, over the weekend, absolutely not. My partner and I couldn't decide what we wanted to have for dinner on Friday night. So we had this brilliant idea to do that game up on social media where you go to a random drive-thru of your choice and you order exactly what the car in front of you ordered.
Good game.
So, my partner goes, I want Guzmán y Gómez. So we're like, okay. So we drove there, and we were behind a little black hatchback with a little P plate. I could see it was a girl. And my girl, she got a chicken burrito, and she was a bit bummed because she didn't have chips. She's like, I hate being behind girls on their P plates. I want a chip. And she goes, what's your choice? And I've gone, all right, I'll go Red Rooster. So I go into Red Rooster, and this Ford Ranger just zoomed in front of us. And it had three dudes in it.
Yes.
My partner's laughing her head off, and I've rolled down the window. Hi, welcome to Red Rooster. Can I please have exactly what the car in front of me just ordered? I don't know what it is. I just want to pay for it. Just give it to me. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah. And so we're in the drive-thru, and the girl is at the drive-thru window serving the customer, and she looks back at me, and she starts giggling. Then she goes back into the shop, and then she comes out with five large Cokes and hands them into the door and about three big bags of Red Rooster.
Oh.
Right. And then she comes up, she's like, are these all for you? And I'm like, yes. And my girlfriend is just pissing
what
herself.
Did you share it with her?
No, I had, I'll tell you what was in
there. Gave her some of your chips.
There was she had two. There was five large Cokes, four large chips, three Rooster Rolls, and three Peri Peri chicken burgers.
Oh, wow. The boys have had a feast.
And I'll tell you where I'm at with the shred at the minute. All these calls have done is made me hungry.
Yeah,
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Good morning, I'm James Lake, and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. And a quick thank you to our sponsor, brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder. Find out what makes it the complete package at mazda.com.au. Melbourne plunged into another strict lockdown over the weekend, leading to a surge in food delivery services.
Well, on the weekend, I was out there trying to do my part by supporting small businesses. And by supporting small businesses, I mean eating Luxa King three times in a day.
You're not alone though, Nick. Wayne from Crib Point.
I've eaten 16 Magnums.
Richard in Taylor's Lake.
The 24 Krispy Kreme donut order.
Tom in Moorabbin.
Five large Cokes, four large chips, three Rooster Rolls, and three Peri Peri chicken burgers.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you where I'm at with the shred at the minute. All these calls have done is made me hungry.
With everyone gorging on food over the weekend, the discussion of whether adults can order off the kids' menu came to everyone's attention.
Sorry, I'm spitting bagel all over the microphone that Fev just bought us.
Not just any bagel, peanut butter and jelly.
So good as well.
Good for primary school kids.
Everyone's mocking me because I got a PB&J.
Everyone's like, oh, I'll have an egg and bacon, I'll have this one, I'll have that, hash brown. Yeah. I'll have peanut butter and jelly.
No, I'm at 31, mate.
First time I've seen a bagel asked to be cut into triangles, but that's what you need, mate.
Some sprinklers on it as well.
You got your apple juice with it.
Man's an aeroplane it over to him. He's got a little freezer.
Got his little toy. His little Happy Meal.
I just want Fev to feed me.
Melburnians are finding new ways to fill their time in the fourth lockdown, doing crosswords, colouring in, and in some cases, creating riddles.
When I fall hard for people.
What?
Oh. Exactly. Okay. That's what you want everyone in the car to say. What?
Okay.
After this.
Is that a tease?
Yeah, it's a tease.
I like it.
When I fall hard, I fall hard. Yeah, but I don't feel a lot for something, and then when I go, I'm
What's
in.
Happening?
I fall hard. Like, I don't give a lot.
It feels more like a riddle.
A flight from India to New York was thrown into chaos this week after a bat broke free and flew around the cabin of the busy aircraft.
Anyway, I'm not going to have this discussion. You know what noise they make?
Wow. Nailed it.
Speaking of bats, there's a worrying trend that more and more people are believing in these mythical Transylvanian creatures.
What's more likely to exist, a unicorn or a vampire?
Righto, everyone have their laugh.
Josiah over here. He actually believes in vampires.
NationalGeographic.com, the bloody truth about vampires. They're living in our society in the thousands. There's vampires probably in Melbourne.
Do you role play being a vampire?
Me?
Hmm.
No. I've never sucked any blood but my own.
Really?
What? Are you sucking
what do you
your
mean
own
you're
blood?
Sucking your own blood?
Yourself? You never done that? If you cut yourself, you suck on it?
What?
What's wrong with you?
Getting the nutrients?
Wow.
Finally this week, Australia's vaccine rollout has kicked into gear, with Melburnians setting new records for COVID vaccination rates. But there's still some questions around how far behind Australia is.
Fev and I, we booked in.
I just scraped in by a couple of months, which was good.
And we went to Jeff's shed yesterday.
do I just play on today? Do I have to lie down? Or what do I do after this?
You'll feel fine.
I'm trying to get out of exercise, Chris. Okay.
I'm assuming you're not pregnant.
I look it. I've been fat shamed by the COVID lady.
I'm starting to know why the rollout's taken so long, because you two won't shut up. Just take the needle and go.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says,
squirt.
Looking for a ute that's built to rule the weekend? Brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder, the complete package, has got you covered.